Welcome back to Stott Municipal. It's the Jackals pregame show. Tonight our guest is longtime Jackals coach, current Jackals pitching coach Ed Ott. And Ed, you spent last season managing the Sussex Skyhawks. The 3 years before that, you were the Jackals' third base coach. And first off, welcome back to the Jackals. It has to be nice to come back after spending last year in Sussex.
Well, thank you. It's always nice to come back here because it's a great organization. You know, the people around here are really a lot of fun to be with, and especially being back with Joe. You know, Joe is like a son to me, you know, so anytime I get the opportunity to work with him is a great thrill.
Three current Jackals played under you in Sussex last year. Chris Sanchez was your starting first baseman. Nick Giaraputo, your starting third baseman. And Jared Locke was a workhorse out of the Skyhawks bullpen. What are those guys like, and how big of a role did you have bringing them with you from Sussex to New Jersey?
Well, I probably didn't have that big a role, but I was asked. You know, Joe was very interested in the three. And matter of fact, there was two other players involved also, you know, Carl Lowenthal and Ben Eck. You know, if we could have had those two guys in the outfield, I think we'd have had a pretty good outfield. But it was one of those things that those two guys didn't work out. And Joe asked me about them, about their personalities, their work ethics and everything. And I said, Joe, you couldn't ask for three better guys.
Nick Giaraputo, having a career year, he's batting .353, so he ranks third in the league. He's somebody who's always been known for his defense. Last year hit .243. The power started to show with a career-high 7 home runs. Are you at all surprised with how well he's been swinging the bat?
I'm not surprised because he did have the chance, you know, to work up there last year. He put a decent year together, especially his power numbers started to come back. And that being a big ballpark, 7 home runs is a lot of home runs. But as far as Nick's defense is concerned, I told Joe, I said, Joe, you won't ask for a better third baseman in the league. I said he's probably the best third baseman I've seen in the last 5 or 6 years as far as defense. Unfortunately, a leg injury is hampering that a little bit, but it doesn't seem to be hampering his hitting at all.
Tonight's starter for the Jackals, John Kibler, making his second start with New Jersey. A rough outing last weekend as he took the loss against the Federals, but somebody who hasn't really been on the mound since he was released by the Tigers in March out of spring training. How long do you think it's going to take him to kind of get back into pitching shape, getting out there every fifth day, and what can fans expect out of him? What type of a pitcher is he?
Well, I think right now he's definitely a control pitcher. You know, he does throw hard on occasions, you know, when he has to, but it's one of those things where he uses his changeup a lot. He's got a sneaky fastball, and he's also got a breaking ball, and breaking ball being his number third pitch. So it's one of those things where he just has to get back to pitching. You know, his first outing, he gave up 9 runs or something like that or whatever, you know, and we didn't even look at that because of what he showed us in the bullpen as far as his control was concerned. And the bullpen on his side work is very good. Now it's just a matter of getting back into pitcher shape, and I think he's going to be a big plus to this starting rotation.
John Kibler, yet another lefty in the starting rotation, and you have two pretty good southpaws in the bullpen in Jeff Gogel and Jared Locke. You look around the league, and you're blessed to have two good lefties in the bullpen. Quebec has just one southpaw on their entire staff. How much of an advantage is it to have two southpaws you can call in any given situation?
Well, it's a definite advantage, you know, and I told Joe before, the more lefties we have, the better. Number one, this is a running league, so left-handers have a tendency to hold runners a little bit better at first base than right-handers do, and it's one of those things where they're very consistent out there. They're throwing strikes, they're getting the ball in play, and they've both done an outstanding job for us. And to have four out of your five starters being left-handed don't hurt either, because you shut down a lot of running games. You're not going to shut them down completely, but you'll definitely slow them up. And in this league, anytime a guy can steal second and get in scoring position, it's going to hurt the defensive ball club.
Isaac Pavlik and James Leverton, kind of those two horses at the front of the rotation. Pavlik is 7-0. He leads the league in wins. James Leverton, a career-high 12 strikeouts last night. He's gone 19 2/3 straight innings without giving up a run. That's the longest streak by a Jackals pitcher by far this season. Talk about those two. What's made them so effective? Leverton, somebody who was a reliever last year. He went 10-1 in the Cub system, but jumping back into the rotation. And Isaac Pavlik, somebody at age 31, having the best season of his career. What's he been doing differently?
I think the thing that's different is we didn't change anything as far as mechanics or anything like that. It was just a philosophy of pitching. You know, Isaac and I sat down before spring training and during spring training and talked about what I saw on the other end. You know, last year being with the Sussex Skyhawks, we played against them. I told them exactly what I saw out of them last year, but that's not their style of pitching. They got to get back to their style of pitching and using the changeup more, and Isaac's doing that this year, and he's definitely it worked for him.
Is that an advantage, having seen things from the other dugout? A few players still back with New Jersey, Isaac Pavlik, Mike DeJesus, a host of others back. Is that an advantage, having seen it for a season from the other side of the field?
Oh, absolutely, especially in the pitching role right now. You know, as I got to see Isaac and I got to see A.J. Wideman, you know, which we were having big plans for. Unfortunately, injuries are playing a big part of his year. But it's one of those things that I talked to him and I told him, I said, look, I said, last year I watched both of you guys from the other side, and what I was watching two power pitchers. I said, neither one of you throw in the 90 plus range. So I said, you got to get back to your style of pitching. I want Isaac to be Isaac and AJ to be AJ. And if you guys can get back to that style of pitching, you know, it's definitely going to be benefit for us, the club, and you as individual players.
Myron Leslie, picked up by the New York Yankees after that all-star season as a first baseman 2 years ago in 2009, when you were one of the coaches on this Jackals staff. Last year, started that transition behind the plate, and this year it's his first season as an everyday catcher at the professional level. You spent some time behind the plate yourself, 7 seasons at the major league level, backstopping with the Pittsburgh Pirates and the California Angels at the time. How much have you been able to work with Myron? How have you been able to help him make that transition?
Well, Myron, you know, anytime you work with a catcher, you don't make major changes overnight. So what we're doing is we're just tweaking little things day in and day out. You know, it's coming to the point now where I think the catching has taken a toll on Myron a little bit. So Joe has a tendency to play him in the outfield a little bit and kind of give his legs a rest. But it's one of those things where he still has to keep the concentration factor. As far as calling a ball game, I think he's doing very well because he's using the same technique as he would as a hitter, looking for pitches in different situations. Myron's got a ways to go. You know, he's come a long ways. He's come a long ways for somebody who's never caught before. So it's one of those things. It's always tougher when you take a 6'2", 6'3" guy and try to make him a turtle behind the plate, you know, and that's what I don't want to do. You know, the organization tried to make him a turtle, get him as small as they could. I want him to be more upright, you know, and show a nice firm strike zone behind the plate, you know, and that far. And that reason, he can give himself a lot more leeway and work better with his glove. But right now, Myron's a little bit tired, so he's still a work in progress.
Ed, thanks for joining us. Good luck tonight trying to get that split.
My pleasure, Cody. Thank you.
That was Jackals pitching coach Ed Ott joining us tonight on the pregame show. When we get back, it's the finale of a 4-game set from Stade Municipal, New Jersey, and Quebec. Come on back to Quebec City.